WTMK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Israel, where troops are amassing along the southern border with Gaza and the northern border with Lebanon. The death toll on both sides has topped 2,200, and we've gotten details on a Hamas massacre that killed men, women, children, and babies on an Israeli kibbutz near the Gaza border. Correspondent Holly Williams is in Sderot.
Some of the violence that Israel has seen in recent days is difficult to even think about. Now, we've been speaking with rescue workers here today, experienced, hardened rescue workers, and some of them broke down in tears when they described what they've witnessed in the aftermath of this attack.
In Gaza today, Israeli rockets demolishing an apartment building. With medical supplies running low, hospitals in Gaza are struggling to treat the injured.
The hospital is at capacity beds, and most of the other hospitals already in Gaza are at capacity.
The Ministry of Energy says its sole power plant has run out of fuel because of an Israeli blockade. Congress could get moving on more U.S. aid to Israel after the House votes on a new speaker today. Lawmakers will choose between Republican Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan. Correspondent Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
The two-man race is splitting the field ahead of a scheduled secret ballot today, raising the prospect the House floor will remain shuttered to legislative business and inflaming Republican anger toward the eight defectors who helped vote out Kevin McCarthy.
A new sign high school students are struggling with reading, science, and math. CBS's Jim Crisula.
High school student scores on the ACT college admissions test have dropped to their lowest in more than 30 years, according to the nonprofit organization that gives the test. Scores have been falling for several years, but the trend accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic.
A lot of universities have made standardized admissions tests optional. Big fires brought flights to a standstill at one of the busiest airports in the UK. Correspondent Vicky Barker is in London.
Car alarms sound as a five-story parking garage at Luton Airport, north of London, goes up in flames.
There was this massive gout of flame shot across the car park like a flamethrower, and then cars were just exploding.
As many as 1,500 vehicles were damaged or destroyed in last night's blaze. Hundreds of passengers left stranded.
A celebrated author is opening up about a painful experience. Salman Rushdie has written a memoir about last year's knife attack in upstate New York that left him blind in one eye. Penguin Random House says it'll be released in April. S&P futures are up 14, Dow futures ahead 112. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Health officials in Milwaukee have reported a measles case and say that the affected individual works in Waukesha County. The confirmation came from the city's health department this week. The person who fell ill took the necessary precautions when they first experienced symptoms. Both the city and the state's health departments are now actively searching for people who may have come into contact with that person infected. It's not being called a hack. Quick Trip is referring to it as a, quote, incident that has led to certain challenges. The company said yesterday some of its stores may encounter difficulties with the quick reward system, potentially resulting in product shortages and pricing issues. A representative from Quick Trip didn't disclose the specifics of the problem or how long the company has been addressing it. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation
That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, that means Executive Director of Citizen Action Zone, Dr. Robert Craig, is on the line. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing?
Good, Earl. How are you doing, Earl?
You know, Dr. Craig, since the last time you and I talked, hell has opened up. In the world again, and you and I have been around a little while, and you know what is taking place in the Middle East. All of these things, Dr. Craig, after all of these decades, could have been and should have been taken care of before we get to this point. Is it safe to say that?
I think it's safe to say that. If you think about all the major long-term conflicts that in the modern era, you think about Northern Ireland, for example. At the end of the day, once they were settled, you asked, why all the carnage all that time? Because the only way to resolve it was to settle the difference, right? And to have an agreement that both sides, and whether they liked it or not, could live with. And you just, on the one hand, you cannot have the Palestinian people displaced in this manner and herded into what Gaza is described by Human Rights Watch as an open-air prison and not expect tremendous instability. And so it is very similar to other situations we have where we rely on force only rather than on all the other things we need as human beings to live together. So it does have a lot to do with particularly right-wing Israeli policy, in other words, the Likud party and Mr. Prime Minister Netanyahu that has dominated. But also we have to be very clear that there are unjust means for responding to oppression. And I'm a strong believer, and there's really good research on this, Earl. Oh, there's research, you know, based on big data, really effective by social scientists at places like JFK School of Government at Harvard, that shows that nonviolent resistance movements have a much higher success rate than violent ones. And so in no way despite the legitimate grievances of the Palestinian people, can we condone what we just saw? And what we just saw on behalf of Hamas actually sets back Palestinians. And in fact, I would say, even more cynically about them, that they want to provoke, which unfortunately may be happening, an overreaction by Israel and see the slaughter of their own people as a way to get their political aims. And when that is incredibly immoral, but there's a broader lesson about needing to find a resolution of major long-term human conflicts like the one between Palestinians and Israelis that was set in motion when the West created the State of Israel in the late 1940s. And I say this with great sympathy. My father's side of the family was pure Jewish, ethnically. That right. is to say that my mother is the first my family chain. My father was the first one to marry outside of Judaism in thousands of years.
Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You have a question or comment?
Good morning, Earl, and good morning to your guest. I just want to say, and obviously, no, Earl, I know people think that this could be solved.
It has to be solved. The answer can't be to the continuing slaughter of human life.
The problem is this, and Hamas is a terrorist group. We already know that. Egypt, keep in mind, the Gaza Strip was a part of Egypt.
Dave. I'm sorry, we're not going to have enough time to go down the history. I know, but we're not going to have time to go back and cover the entire history. You got a short program.
All right. So at the end of the day, what Hamas is doing is correct. They are going to sit back and then some with trying to get this resolved, because when you start beheading babies and putting it on Facebook, and you think people are going to take that lightly? No, that there's nobody who's going to. I mean, the fact of the matter is, this is the worst it's been since the Holocaust. And they took Holocaust survivors, and they're now going through the same thing that they went through Germany back in the 1940s. Think about that. And so if they're making comparisons to that, yes.
Hey David.
I do not have empathy.
Hey Dave, none of us agree with that. And Dr. Craig just got through eloquently explaining that. But the answer clearly is not what is taking place. You say that there can't be an answer, and I disagree with you, because both sides are human beings, and so they've got to sit down and work it out. But clearly, the answer is not what's getting ready to happen in Gaza, completely wiping out these people. Thank you for the call. Dr. Craig? Dr. Craig, are you there?
I think we're all sorry. I muted myself.
No problem. No problem.
So I think if we're going to learn to live together, and it's not just the Israelis and Palestinians, it's human civilization, right?
Yes.
We need to have empathy for all human suffering. And I do not understand the view that we should have empathy for average Palestinian people who are dying right now because of what some of their compatriots,
yes,
what Hamas did, any more than we should not have sympathy for the Israelis that were slaughtered, but because of their government. And quite frankly, we have another little problem here. We tend to value in a higher moral scale kind of personal violence, like this is the Hamas are weaker, and so their slaughter is very visible, and they, even as the caller said, seem to have wanted to publicize it in order to cause Netanyahu to overreact, which he unfortunately probably will. But then a lot of Palestinian children are dying more quietly under buildings right now,
yes,
and there's not even anyone to pull them out of buildings when they're still alive. And so we got to have empathy for both, or we're partisans of one side or the other. And this gets very Old Testament very quickly. And we're talking about two combatants who are from Abrahamic religions,
right,
but, the commit genocide against the town and the people you're against that you see in some of the Old Testament, that is not the way we're going to live together. And that's not what most supporters of Israel and most Jewish people believe, and it's not what most Palestinians believe either. So we've got to resolve this, or it will continue. The slaughter will continue, and the suffering will continue.
And Dr. Craig, again, it can be resolved. Because man has the capacity, was given the capacity to reason, right?
I mean, human conflicts like Northern Ireland that took place over for hundreds and hundreds of years have been mostly resolved. I mean, there are still issues there, but it's not what it was, right? I mean, my goodness, England was our mortal enemy early in our history and for a long time, and they became our best friend in the world. I can think of things in my life, people who, shall we say, that I was very much at odds with, I mean, that most people would call enemies,
right,
who now we are friends. And that humans are capable of both, unfortunately. They're capable of incredible social unity and collective community. They're also capable of dehumanizing the other side. It is very, obviously, it's very disturbing that the way Hamas has no regard for the human dignity and life of the people they slaughtered, but the Israeli spokespeople are calling the Palestinians human animals. That is terrifying. It's about what's going to come, and I wonder if Likud is going to do something so awful now that they lose the moral high ground that they have right now. Thomas Friedman, you know, the New York Times,
right,
well-known journalist who I disagree with strongly on a lot of issues, especially trade, and I think is too much pro-Israel, was saying on one of the cable news programs this morning that Netanyahu has surrounded himself with incompetent extremists just to keep himself out of jail, and that they've never had a more incompetent cabinet, and that they are not capable of doing this. In fact, there is increasing evidence that they were ignoring Hamas because they were afraid that the peaceful activity of the PLO in the West Bank might lead to a Palestinian state, and that they were saying the Hamas is not worth worrying about. So the people who sold themselves on what makes you safer because we're tough, the far right of Israel, actually made them unsafe and vulnerable. There's increasing evidence coming out already.
Dr. Craig, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You can join us on the other side. We'll be right back.
Did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal.
My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 56 this afternoon, under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 37 tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 59. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So Dr. Craig, what is going on in the Congress right now with a decision that really needs to be made by the Republicans on the Speaker? And when you look at who the options are, you know, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, and you and I have to say to you, I Kevin McCarthy, and watching him and knowing, you know, who the kind of person that he is and was as a speaker, and the Democrats had to make a decision between the devil that they see and the devil that they haven't seen, and possibly have Jim Jordan be the guy there. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it's really hard to distinguish them because they're both very far right. I guess the consensus is that the people on the even more flying monkey wing, the most crazy side, like Jim Jordan. But my goodness, Scalise has a history that puts him very much in the far right and out of the mainstream.
Right.
So it's very unclear whether they can get a consensus on this. In fact, the reports this morning, the vote is this morning, supposedly, we'll see if it actually happens, is the Jordan forces are trying to change the rules to make it harder for the Republicans to choose, to make them, to require them to have enough votes to actually elect him without any Democrats, not just the majority. So we'll see if they can resolve anything. I don't know if they've figured out if the eight that took down the eight Republican insurgents led by Matt Gaetz don't like Scalise and want to take him down. It seems like they can, because why would the Democrats in their right minds vote for either one of the others, it'd be like asking the Republicans to vote for Bernie Sanders as speaker.
You know,
Doc, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right? And they give a house number.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, when you, I've listened to both Scalise over the years. He's been around, what, 20 years maybe? And, or maybe if not that long, 12, 14, he's been around. And Jim Jordan, who clearly, when you listen to him, he's not the brightest star in the sky, right? I mean, he's really not a very bright guy. And to put him in that position where we do know what they're looking for, and that's clearly, as you stated before, some guy who is going to echo extreme conservative views, period. And it is good to see that there are Republicans who don't agree totally with extreme far-right conservative views.
I guess. I mean, I agree with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that they're all on a spectrum of what they're willing to do and to maintain their loyalty to Trump. In other words, they're all willing to have, completely anti-democratic right-wing leadership. So I don't know, this group of eight or nine that are claimed to be moderates, they don't have any courage, and it's not clear that they're really for democracy either. They're just milder about it. Or they're in districts that Biden won, and so they have to be careful, right? It's just their politics. There's not much of what you would call a moderate left. I mean, Jim Jordan, since I wrestled freshman year in high school, I know this type. He's the classic wrestling coach, and there were scandals around his being right. Assistant wrestling coach at Ohio State. And they think they're much smarter than they are, a lot of them. Not all of them. Some of them really are. But he's the type that's just bullheaded, and he's going to try to impeach everyone in sight, and he's going to believe and claim that he's proven every conspiracy out there when he hasn't. And no one's able to get through to him that he's not as smart as he thinks he is.
I know.
In fact, as you put it, he's not smart at all.
You know, Dr. Craig, this is a critical time. Clearly, Republicans may rule the day because, they're looking at packages to support Israel and Ukraine, and these things can't get done without the Republicans. And do you see this, being something that's going to be done? You know, the Republicans are hoping that they can get this done immediately, but it certainly doesn't look that way.
Well, they're only about power, Earl. So the only thing that can move them is that they're convinced they're going to lose power. The problem is they're all afraid of being primaried by their far right. So they can't just think about general elections. And God forbid you take around the way they're gerrymandered districts. They can't win in districts where they actually have to convince any voters that aren't really with them, at least not enough for them to lose an election. So I think that they're ultimately about power, but they're stuck, right? Because their own party doesn't want to govern, and they have created that far right wing for political purposes. They created that public opinion. They benefited from Fox News turning up the hatred and the division, right? And now they're reaping what they sowed, and they're trying to figure out some way out, and they haven't yet.
Dr. Craig, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Apartment buildings in Gaza getting pounded again by Israeli missile strikes. The main hospital in Gaza overflows with the injured. More than 2,200 people have died on both sides. Debbie Ziering had to bury her son, an American-Israeli soldier.
And like I once carried you under my heart. For almost a year, you will live on forever in my heart.
Israel's top of mind for lawmakers in Washington, but hands are tied until the House votes on a new speaker today. One candidate has plans.
Speaker Scalise, on day one, we will, number one, be passing a resolution to express our strong support for Israel.
Jim Jordan, also in the running. London's Luton Airport is closed after a fire at a parking garage there.
There was this massive gout of flame shot across the car park like a flamethrower, and then cars were just exploding. So every few minutes, you just got another one, another explosion, another explosion.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Some in Waukesha are drinking Lake Michigan water for the first time as the city's transition continues. The Waukesha Water Utility says the water may initially have a red hue, but the issue has been limited so far. The utility assures that as long as the water is clear, any differences in taste or smell are not a safety concern. Waukesha prosecutors have decided not to pursue sexual assault charges against the teenager who was previously convicted of kidnapping and robbing an elderly woman near the library in 2021. On Monday, the district attorney's office opted not to refile charges against 16-year-old Khalil Perry. Prosecutors inform the judge that the victim's family is reluctant to endure another trial. Perry is currently serving a 12-year sentence for the crime. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Executive Director of Citizen Action, Dr. Robert Craig. And you know, Dr. Craig, that's probably what Robin Voss is saying right now. Hey, you get off my mountain. Because he has reached out to the United States Supreme Court, and he kind of sees, you know, his power coming, you know, perilously to an end. And so He's asking for help from the conservative Supreme Court to help him get rid of Janet Protasiewicz and to save, you know, this map that gave him and others their power. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's been an amazing little journey on Speaker Voss's part to try to figure out how he's going to hold undemocratic masks that guarantee that one party wins. And first we had the floating impeachment before Justice Protasiewicz even made a ruling based on something that has never been an impeachable offense, in fact has been cleared by the Judicial Commission, which looks at the ethics of judges already. That is what she said during the campaign, which was not out of the ordinary for a lot of what their justices have said. You can talk about your values, you just can't talk about particular cases. And there wasn't a case in front of her, and there were particular facts in front of her she will eventually rule on. So then he was running a fake kind of Iowa redistricting plan as a way not to have to be to get it out of the court, which Governor Evers and the Democrats, their credit, immediately shot down because he would still control the process. That's why it was not really fair nonpartisan redistricting, despite the subterfuge. Then he had the secret panel of former Supreme Court justices, obviously all on the right side, the side of the far right, that were going to advise him. But now one of them, Friday, David Prosser.
Of all people, email, David Prosser. Dr. Craig, of all people, yes, David Prosser.
Think former Justice Prosser would ever do the right thing. he actually got kind of crazed once you're on the Supreme Court and those races, but he was not that awful as Assembly Minority Leader, I will say that. But anyway, so maybe he's gone back and forth between MAGA and non-MAGA, but he did the right thing Friday. And I don't understand what the federal jurisdiction would be, but the districts were saved last time by Trump appointee Amy Coney Barrett, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, who oversees our area. So in the shadow docket, where they don't have a full hearing or a case, which is itself scandalous, and is appealing for help. I don't understand what the legal basis for that could be. And I'd say that this is bad that the Trump U.S. Supreme Court is. It still needs some legal fig leaf, I believe, so far, as ideological as their decision and political as their decisions are. So he seems to have concluded, the only thing I can say is that he needs more predicate, that is more justification to actually impeach her. He also said one other thing early. He said that he was going to wait and see what the ruling was on Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Election Commission staffer who the Senate is trying to fire. And there's serious question given that she is hired by the commission itself, six members, three of each party, that they have the authority to do that. Almost saying this is something that has not been said enough as far as this is very pernicious. If I don't like another ruling you make, I'll impeach you before you even hear the case, regardless of the facts. That would end an independent judiciary if a state legislative house could hold, and it would be assembly in this case that has impeaching power, could hold any judge hostage to impeach her if they make a decision that they don't agree with politically. That's what he's saying. That means there's no independent Supreme Court if that becomes the doctrine.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, this is a guy who's not willing to give up the ghost. And so many others see that this is this power, unlimited power that they've had. He's gotten drunk with it. And he feels as if, you know, and I don't know if he would stick around very much longer, Dr. Craig, once he loses, the kind of power that he's had. He certainly had a long run. Is it safe to say that if things don't go according to plan, Robin Voss, it wouldn't surprise me if Robin Voss checks out.
I mean, the betting money at the Capitol, and there's lots of gossip at the state Capitol, Joe, like any human institution, right? Often spread by the lobbyists who gather in the corridors and in the lobby, the rotunda, is that Voss wasn't going to run for election anyway because he thinks Trump will take him out in revenge. Trump almost took him out with a candidate that right. wasn't even a real candidate last time by simply endorsing him at a rally, his opponent, right ahead of the election. And Voss barely escaped that. And there were lobbyists, Republican business lobbyists, doing doors to save Robin Voss. These are not people who have kept physically fit. So it was sort of a sight, I'm told. Some of these folks, it was a big workout for them to do doors. But so he already thinks his days are numbered, but he seems to be really intent on preserving his legacy of guaranteed Republican rule. And who knows, maybe he's hoping Trump will not be the nominee and then he can continue. But there seem to be two reasons not to continue now, but do not underestimate him or them. I think the threat is still there, because it's what I've been saying about this anti-democratic insurrectionist version of the Republican Party. They will stop at nothing to use power, and they will use any lever at their disposal. And the fact that he is running into so many dead ends doesn't mean he will not keep trying and will not ultimately impeach. And here's the problem. They have 64 votes illegitimately in the assembly. They need 50 to impeach. And that caucus is not a good government, you know, let's govern kind of caucus. It's an extreme right-wing caucus. Most of it much more right-wing than Robin Voss himself, as he will accurately tell you. And so I think the danger is not gone as much. It's sort of like in football, underestimating your opponent because they've thrown three interceptions in the first half. You know, you kind of relax and they're going to come back, right? And they're going to do it.
So he's the head of the snake. And if you look at all the others who were with him in the Scott Walker era, he's the last guy. Fitzgerald is gone. Paul Ryan is gone. What is the guy's name? Ranch Priebus is gone. You know, Ron Johnson is still left. But, yeah, and Scott Walker himself. So most of those people are gone. He's still there, you know, kind of holding court, but as it turns out, he may have been the most powerful of all of them, right?
He's been very successful. He started as a student regent for Tommy Thompson, and I was in the student government movement and activist movement at the time, and he didn't represent students in the least. He was a careerist carrying a right-wing line when most students wanted things like more affordable college. And he just ignored all the students, me and all of my compatriots in student government. And so he's been building this career ever since, and he is good at what he does. He's smarter than most of of his competition and most of the people around him. The other thing, and Scott Jensen, you remember Scott?
Yeah,
Jensen,
I remember Scott
started
Jensen.
This. They started staffing the assembly when they recruited candidates with people who weren't even good enough, smart enough, serious enough to be independent. It used to be that you convinced conservative Republicans to vote with you on an issue because you'd make a good case, right? And I'd done that in the aughts when I was, you know, political director and one state director for a union, SEIU. They're not even persuadable now. I went through 7 hours of an abominable hearing at State Fair Park on the Brewers Stadium that the Assembly State Affairs Committee orchestrated last week. Waited 6 hours to testify. And when I finally get to testify after all the Brewers and all the corporate folks and Tim Sheehy and everyone else and the Major League Baseball witnesses, they just held forth endlessly. Real people couldn't start talking till like 4 hours in. It was like you were looking at people you could never persuade because there was just a deadness on the Republican side, right?
Yes.
You were talking to logs and bricks, and there was no hope you were going to persuade them of anything, even though Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brother group, was also out there against it because, you know, they want to give the money to tax cuts rather than to just one hundred millionaire.
So, Dr. Craig, you got a big rally. You're part of a big rally this afternoon at Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield to demand corporations provide promised care. What are we talking about here?
So the health insurance industry, and I, even your conservative listeners, I don't think I need to remind them what it's like to deal with insurance companies when you actually have to make a claim, actually have to use the insurance that either you pay for directly so much for, or how much you pay in wages because your employer pays so much for the insurance, that they engage in serial claims denials. And they make it so hard, they deny the claim, and you get bounced back and forth between the hospital, billing department, and the insurance company, that most people give up and don't get what they're entitled to. And so the CEO of this company, Gail Burdeau, made $23 million, according to the last available public report, in 1 year. This is to attack that business model. I mean, they're under investigation, two scathing reports in the federal government in Medicare Advantage, having serial claim denial, where they deny legitimate claims to seniors, knowing that 90% will not challenge and therefore they'll get away with not paying the bill. And so we are challenging that whole model that puts profit over people's health and their care. We did a survey at the beginning of the year with a national healthcare research organization. Over half of Wisconsinites have skipped needed care over the last year because they're afraid they can't afford it. 95% of them are insured. So, having insurance doesn't mean people think they can afford care because of the behavior of this industry.
So Dr. Craig, you can go after the heads of these corporations, but isn't the reality that the politicians who allow this to happen? I mean, shouldn't this be handled on that level? And why is it not being handled on that level?
Well, because the Republican Party is bought, and quite frankly, a lot of more moderate Democrats won't take decisive action either. Our approach here is we do a lot of pushing for legislation.
So, Dr. Craig, I need you to hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Bill, I see you. We'll get you on the other side. We'll be right back.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us and click on the Careers tab.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 56 this afternoon under overcast skies. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 37 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, thank you very much. You say what, sir?
I think this is pretty important. With the war going on in Israel, with the war going on in Ukraine, it's now a call to the people of America. Let's work together, and then we can go back to our little squabbling after this is resolved. But if you're not going to work together, and you're part of the problem, you're not part of the solution. I have really had it with all this finger pointing from the right of who's to blame for this and who's to blame for that. And then when they need a problem, they go to the border. It is not the illegal at the border. It's the illegals in Congress, many of them who have charges on them. We've got to stop listening to those people, tell them to either get out of politics or join us. They don't have a choice anymore. They're imploding. They're a mess. I just can't believe we have such a party of obstruction and destruction that we have to face with in our country right now. Thanks for giving me the airtime.
Hey, Bill, thank you. Thank you as always. Let's go to Eric from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Eric. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. Good morning, Mr. Ingram and
yes, sir.
Dr. Craig. I just, as I was listening, and I listened to your, you know, right-wing conservative callers call up, and know that they're quick to bring up the baby story. And not that, you know, these attacks weren't horrific and violence is violence begets violence, and it's terrible. But as of today, that news story has not been verified by major news sources or even the Israeli military. And it's something that's been out there, and it's just something that the misinformation and disinformation, we have to guard against it because it'll quicken that dehumanization that's going on here in the United States towards basically anybody that looks Arab or Palestinian. It doesn't have to be anybody from Hamas. Most people can't tell the difference between a graduate student and a Hamas fighter.
That's true.
You know, here in the States or abroad. And so I just wanted to protect against that for the whole network, for civic media in general, because I don't know if your news feeds are even bringing it up. I see it a lot of times, but it hasn't been honestly verified as far as I can tell on the ground. And real quickly, secondly, I'm thinking about that case, the redistricting case and all that sort of stuff, is that it sounds as if, you know, Voss was dog whistling to our Supreme Court, that he wants them to basically come to his rescue.
No,
and that the attorneys involved in this case,
the United States Supreme Court is what he's petitioning.
And that's my point. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And then he's hoping that it gets to there and that these attorneys that are preparing for this case had better start preparing their SCOTUS arguments, because that's where it's going to end up. And hopefully they reverse it like the Alabama case and don't hear it. But there's no guarantee with the court that we currently have.
Great information, my friend, as always. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
Great comments by both your callers, Bill and Eric. Eric's right. There's a fog of war. We need to be very careful with information. There's going to be stories on both sides meant to foment. Now, some of them may be true, but they need to be verified. I do think that babies are being killed on both sides, and babies being blown up and having buildings fall on them is just as horrific. At the end of the day, the baby is dead.
Right.
A whole life and their whole lifespan is snuffed out, and that we need to learn to work together. And there is a lot to learn that the division we're seeing between Palestinians and Israelis and within Israel, because they were having major protest movements against the authoritarian moves of their prime minister, Mr. Netanyahu, that this all prevents us from governing, and we can't even pass a resolution condemning what Hamas did right now because the House Republicans have been unable to elect a speaker, remove their speaker, and you need a speaker of the House to have such a vote.
So Dr. Craig, let's get back to quickly the rally this afternoon and why it's so critically important. I don't understand, again, you shouldn't have to fight the corporate council, the corporations. This should be taken care of. That's what our elected officials are for.
And we're not saying that Anthem, Blue Cross, and their leadership and their six top executives make it combined over $40 million a year are going to change because we protest them.
Right.
This is about building the public demand.
Absolutely.
To then make our democracy work and force politicians to act. And we have the problem, as your callers point, our democracy not working. So sometimes the way to start is to focus on the wrongdoing. This is the corporate wrongdoing, and we're doing this in 15 cities, all organizations that are part of a national organizing network called People's Action. So this will get, it'd be a national thing that it happened in 15 cities and this many people are coming together. We're going to have some great stories of people who have had negative life-changing experiences because of insurance claims denials. Blue Cross.
You know, Dr. Craig, I'm one of them. And so I'm not, for the sake of clarity, opposed to anything you guys are doing with this. You know, again, I would just think that, you know, they get away with this because the people, the elected officials, don't hold them accountable.
This is educating their constituents to hold those politicians accountable for doing it, right?
Yes, sir.
And to get a focus. So it's a two-step, but you're right. Only democracy can rein in these corporations that are in the healthcare industry. It's pharma, it's the big hospital monopolies, putting profits over people.
So let's do this quick. Jack from Merrimack. Quickly, Jack. Go ahead.
Well, let's see. We got a political party has an authoritarian leader that claims the government's a disaster and I alone can fix it. They give real control to the rich and corporations. They tear down democratic institutions like elections, courts, law enforcement. Take retribution on political competitors. Claim to be populist but work to destroy unions and workers' rights. Rewrite history on their own. Censor books. Persecute vulnerable social and ethnic groups. Does this sound familiar? I seem to recall my daddy in the 1940s fought against a regime that was like that. This is the Republican Party.
All right, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
There are a lot of elements of authoritarianism that the caller just mentioned that are scarily reflected in this modern Republican Party, and it needs to be stopped. Because the only way to keep it from seizing power is to defeat it. Defeat it when we still have democracy and still have polls.
Dr. Craig, we got to leave it there. Man, I don't know what happens to the time, but thank you as always, my friend.
Thank you, Earl.
All right, be back on with you on next Wednesday. Got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. See you on tomorrow.
I don't mean to take up too much of your time, but I thought I'd drop this line.
Nobody wants you.
You see, nobody wants you.
Nobody wants you.
Nobody wants you now.
You're down and out.
I feel like I want to do.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Keep the cold winter air out and the warm air in with Foamular insulation panels from Owens Corning. Whether it's in your walls, floors, or basement, Foamular insulation can create a more comfortable living space while reducing energy costs. Save 11% on all insulation products now at Menards. Good through October 15th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.